I just did some sports book reviews, and we thought we would have a noted author and our sports psychologist, Dr. Carlton Maxwell, come into the studio and talk to us about not only some of his sports books, but but the psychology of reading sports books. Good morning, Dr.
Thank
Maxwell.
You, Craig. I was just in the green room. Let me interrupt myself right there because I wanted to take a sip of my morning coffee.
Okay. It gets louder and longer every time. Okay.
Nobody gargles coffee.
I swallowed it all down, sir.
Okay. All right.
God.
I was just in the green room, and I was listening to the segment, and I heard about these books that you had read.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say that I've read all of them, of the books that you mentioned. And not to sound negative, but those are trash books.
Really?
Those
truly are the worst
books ever, and all of them, they're third grade level trash, and I mean no offense by that, because I support the publishing industry in writing. The publishing industry.
The what industry?
The publishing industry!
Publishing.
I'm speaking English!
Oh.
You need to hear me!
Publishing. Sorry. Well, do you think they're trash just because you didn't write or co-write them?
I passed on all those books because they were so trash. But I had a wonderful summer, and I know I have not talked to you guys since you were in summer vacation. Had a wonderful summer. I met someone and fell in love.
Wow.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
This is
thank
big
you
news.
Thank you for giving me applause.
Congratulations.
Yes, yeah, so I've been pretty hot and heavy into a new relationship. Discovering and exploring all the sides of a new person is so wonderful. The public side, the private side, the front side, the back side.
Well,
it's just all so thrilling. And I have come so many times.
Pardon me?
To the conclusion that love is the best feeling in the world.
Okay. Okay. Well, what's her name?
Their name is Pat.
Okay.
Yes. And and I've been balls deep in spurts as well because, you know, it's one of my great loves. I love spurts.
Yes, spurts. You do.
Yes. And I've been busy writing about spurts and spurt psychology and teaching about spurt psychology at my workplace of UTD.
That's right.
Okay. Go Comets.
That's right. Go Comets.
We love our Comet spurts. Yes.
Yeah.
We have some of the greatest athletes in America. Very accomplished over there.
Really?
Yes, we have a great chess team.
That's true.
Wonderful athletes, a very accomplished fencing team.
Really?
At UTD, a transcendent mathletes team.
Mathletes.
Okay.
A regionally noted robotics team.
Huh.
And a horticulture team that used to be good but embarrassed us recently.
Ow.
Well, the leader of the team, they were entering the championship tournament, and they did a faceplant right at the entrance.
Oh.
So, yes, and the faceplant's leaves were withered and not fully leafed out. And
okay.
Everything.
All right.
It was a horticultural embarrassment.
Yes, it sounds
but
like
anywho,
that's barely sports, by the way.
As a spirit psychologist, as you can imagine, I'm always trying to expand our spirits department at UTD. And I would love to get you guys to endorse my latest push to bring Greco-Roman wrestling to UTD. Exciting spirit.
Okay.
Time-honored spirit. Time-honored.
Actually, yes. Sounds like Pat is your
and
latest
also,
push.
Also, we need to get more men involved in beach volleyball. Because it always seems to be women playing beach volleyball. I don't know what the deal is.
Okay, I'm with you.
But
there.
Yes, I also teach some of the more popular, popular courses in campus. Popular courses on campus.
Okay.
Popular courses.
Yes, one of the things that I'm teaching this fall is the art of the steel.
The art of the steel.
Yes, is the name of the course. It's the effect of art therapy in treating the trauma responses observed in the opponents of Ricky Henderson. Very, very specific.
Man.
Wow.
But yes, I figured that you guys would probably want to know about Micah. Am I correct in assuming that?
Micah,
well, yeah.
Yes.
What do you know about
yes,
Micah?
Yes, Micah Persons. Well, it's a great question that you just asked there, George.
Oh, thanks.
Yes. I think Micah feels frustrated and somewhat betrayed by an inflexible owner in GM right now, and a GM that
say.
Is negotiating in the media and sending shots across the media to across Micah's bow through the media.
Uh-huh.
So, and I know this because Micah confided in me in my private practice in treating him as a psychotherapist.
Oh. Should you be telling us this?
Yes. Well, it's spiritual related, so I feel this is a safe place. But he also told me about some childhood trauma. I'll do a whole podcast on that next week. But anyway, I've actually written a few books about this.
Oh, okay.
And one I wrote with Micah. I kind of edited it for him. He did the writing. It's called "Just Pay Me My Money, Bitch" by Micah Parsons.
Oh my gosh, it's pretty direct.
Yes. I also brought another one for you. This is "I'm a Must and He's a Must: A Book of Nonsense" by Jerry Jones.
That was a weird quote.
Speaking of Joneses,
yeah.
How about this one? Range Rovers and Non-Acknowledgements in the Bubble, a memoir by Veruca Jones.
Oh, yes. Wow.
And how about the everyone loves reading books about famous families like the Jones family, right?
Yep.
So I brought this one, a copy for each of you.
Okay.
Each
oh,
of
thank you
here. You. This is called "And She Fine Too, the Definitive Biography of Charlotte Jones" by Charles Haley. Even did the cartoon drawings in it. Yes, that's a book about a member of the Jones family. It isn't written about too much, but Charles Haley tackled that subject.
Okay.
And he included over 150 pictures.
Whoa.
In it. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Lots of candids that he took of Charlotte Jones.
Okay.
Some of them have a dalrymple.
All right.
Okay.
A dalrymple credit on. But anyway, how about this? Any golf fans in the house?
Oh,
put
yeah.
your hands
We're
up
golf
in
fans.
The air.
Yeah,
put
yeah.
your hands in the air.
No, we're not going to do that.
Here's a book about Dallas' own Scotty Scheffler.
Oh, cool.
"Ripping Drives and Ripping Farts, How I Won Another Major."
Co-written by you, huh?
Co-written by me. And authenticated by Florence Henderson.
Interesting.
This next one should be a little troubling to old cowboy fans. It's called "Now That I'm In the Job, I Have No Idea What I'm Doing." Brian Schottenheimer.
Oh,
wrote this
no.
one. Yes,
gosh,
very scared.
No.
That's terrible.
And then finally, a Maverick-related one, "Luca, Tanned and Sober, Mav's Worst Nightmare" by Jason Kidd. So you guys have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Maxwell.
Yes, you need to come to my party.
There he goes, Dr. Carlton Maxwell.